Briefing Parliament's Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Portfolio Committee on the Commission's preparedness for the by-elections, Makarau said they would not use the discredited Registrar General Compiled Register, but they carried out their own registration from 26 January to 10 February.
We have started off with a pilot project for these two constituencies and the two by-elections. It is our hope that once we have gotten it right with these two constituencies, then we roll out a nationwide program to register voters throughout the country. Currently, we are not registering voters throughout the country because we are simply trying to test it out using the by-elections as testing ground.
She said the voters roll combined for the two by-elections scheduled for 27 March would determine whether the commission is ready to effectively manage the country's voters roll. Following the amendment of the country's electoral law following the 2013 elections, in which the voters roll was largely disputed by opposition parties, the entire administration of the elections, including voter registration, is now done by the Electoral Commission. Makarau said preparations of the by-elections were on course, with voter education having been successfully conducted by the Commission together with the Zimbabwe Election Support Network. She said most civil society organizations did not participate in the exercise, adding it was probably due to lack of funds. Makarau said though the Commission had requested $2 million for the two by-elections, the Treasury has released $1.5 million for the polls.
This budget also included the requirements by the Zimbabwe Republic Police, and the cumulative figure was US $2.143 million. That is the amount that we asked for. Treasury approved and released a budget of $1.473 million, and the variance was mainly due to a reduction in the daily election allowances, for the officers, from $55 per day to $40 per day.
The commission, she said, would recruit 865 election officers for the polls that would be contracted to about 140 polling stations in the two constituencies. She added the commission faces transport problems because of its aged fleet and the reluctance by the Central Mechanical Equipment Department to hire out vehicles over a $3 million debt outstanding from the commission's use of CMED vehicles in the 2013 elections. The two by-elections are being held to fill the parliamentary seats left by former Deputy President Joyce Mujuru and one of the current Vice Presidents, Emmerson Mnangagwa. Five candidates, including Mnangagwa's wife, Auxilia, will battle it out in the Chirumanzi, Zimbabwe, while four candidates will fight it out in Mount Darwin West constituencies. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.